And so here we have it, Something New by Maggie Rogers.
Green grass on the dark side. What are your thanks?
Yes, some of you may recognize Duke Levine in the background there. Duke Levine will be at the Burren on December 1st doing his smashing set of soul. I forget exactly what the show is called. I'll let you know at the next break because it's a fantastic show and it's worth going to. He often does this at the Lizard Lounge. So the Burren is just an amazing place to go listen to music these days. They've always been good, but the Backroom Music Series has been outstanding. I've personally been there, I don't know, I think twice a week for the past couple months because there's so much good stuff going on there. Okay, well, speaking about live music, that entire set that I just played, other than Maggie Rogers that I know about, will be in the vicinity in the near future. So started with Peter Parsek, Kokomo My Baby, and then after that, Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers. I find it very interesting that they are both covered by Viztone Records, and both of them do a version of Kokomo My Baby. I played Peter's version today, but tomorrow on Something About the Women, I will play the version covered by Aaron Harp. So, and I'm sorry, we started that set with Melissa Farrick. So that was Back in Love, Listen Hard. So Melissa Farrick can be heard at Club Pacine December 26th and December 27th. Peter Parsek will be at the Burren, speaking of the Burren, on December 19th. And then Aaron Harp will also be at the Burren on December 17th. I wonder if they know each other. Anyway, as I had mentioned, Ryan Doyen, he plays a new song on the hour at 8 o'clock. And so I did find a Maggie Rogers song, which is a song that is special because he and I heard Maggie Rogers last time she was in town. And I was unable to get a ticket, but as Ryan says, there's a will, there's a way, and he found a way. So I actually did get to go hear Maggie Rogers. And so that was her song. And it is a new song out that is getting a lot of good press. And one of the things I read was often in relationships, we were waiting for the other shoe to drop. We feel happy to be in love, but we wonder if it's real and if it's reciprocated. And so Maggie answers that question. After that was John Langford and the Sadies, and John Langford will, of course, be playing local because that was my whole plan for this set, Atwoods on December 5th, and then ended with Andre Gillis, who can be heard that same night at the Burren, and that was her song, Stand on the Right Side of Satan. So we don't want to get on the wrong side of Satan, let's stay on the right side of Satan. So again, this is Duke Levine. He will be at the Burren on December 1st. I'll tell you more about that show at the next break. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to your friend and mine, and that will be Carissa Johnson, who this set also will be musicians who are coming up in the near future. So here's some Carissa.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it again. I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
That is, as I mentioned earlier, Duke Levine that is in the background there. And he will be playing at the Burren, doing his super sweet sounds of the 70s. I have heard him. I've heard him at the Lizard Lounge with this performance, and it is really spectacular. It is something to behold. So I really recommend going to that. And again, that is at the Burren on December 1st. And that is Duke Levine and friends who will be doing the super sweet sounds of the 70s. And super sweet it is. So in that set, there's more music to be heard out live. Krissa Johnson started us out with You Lost You from Talk Talk Talk. She can be heard at the Burren on December 18th. After that, Abby Barrett. She will be at the Once Ballroom on January 9th, the first show that I'm announcing for 2020. That was Disappointing You from Dying Day. She frequently does a New Year's Eve show at Atwood's, so you may be able to catch her there as well. I've gone a couple years. She puts on a very good New Year's Eve show. Following Abby Barrett was Lori McKenna. She will be at Pacine both December 21st and 22nd. That was her song Monday Afternoon from Bittertown. From there, we heard Crooked Still. And yes, they will be playing together, if you can imagine that. I'm so excited. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get over to see them, but I'm just happy that they're performing. Maybe I'll get a ticket at the last minute, or maybe they're sold out. I'm not quite sure. They'll be at the Sinclair on December 13th, December 14th, and December 15th. So that was Lone Pilgrim from Shaken by a Low Sound. I love every single song on this album. Can't You Hear Me Callin', Little Sadie, Ain't No Grave, Mountain Jumper. This is just a wonderful recording. It was from 2006 and it still stands up. We heard just a brief moment of Joy to the World, and I will play more of this on Something About the Women tomorrow. This one is Hark, Wintry Songs in 11-y Part Harmony. This is a show that is a collaboration and will be at Passim on December 17th and 18th, and it is a love child of Jennifer Kimball. There are also other musicians on this recording. I'm not sure who she has with her this year. Rose Polanzi, Laura Cortese, Rose Cousins, Valerie Thompson, Brittany Haas, Natalie Haas, and Jenna Moynihan. So I'm not sure who's on this year, but I will look into it a little bit more between now and tomorrow when you can hear me on Something About the Women between 11 and 1. Once again, this is Duke Levine in the background, and I'm going to switch over to some Ryan Montbleu. I'm going to try, he has four different sections of how many times, so I'm going to give it a try to see if I can play all four of them seamlessly. I don't think that that's going to quite happen, but we'll give it a try. And Ryan Montbleu will be coming up playing sometime in the near future too, which I will announce at my next break.
There's a coat that I won't wear again till late sometime this year. And when I hang it in my closet, I go on about my day. Just a passing little chore. But before I close the door, I take one final look upon it. And I wonder just the same, how many times will I get to see the seasons change and stand here at the door? How many times will I be standing here? How many times? There's a general store in Maine where I spent some younger days. I took a drive one day to see it with a long-lost love of mine. And though that day it now was years ago, I cannot help but feel as though I was such a foolish child as we argued on the ride. How many times did I look for something petty as love stared me in the eyes? How many times will I get that chance again? How many times? There's a simple understanding in the moments undemanding of our notice. Years spring up for months and days until we're suddenly afraid of what we've chosen. Have I done all that I can? Could I have been a better man? I need to do more with these moments, need to do more with less time. It's time to ease from concentration into focus. Understanding in the moments undemanding of our notice. Years spring up for months and days until we're suddenly afraid of what we've chosen. Have I done all that I can? Could I have been a better man? I need to do more with these moments, need to do more with less time. It's time to ease from concentration into focus. A friend that I once knew, and before his days were through, he was dark and he was stormy, but he could laugh at all the world. I loved and took it all in stride, and though I laughed on the outside, I'd give my life to take the loneliness that he had to endure. How many times did I get to see my friend alive and think nothing of it? How many times did I look upon his face? How many times And though he's gone now, I have this song now. And I still get to sit here, remembering the lines. And though I'm not yet under, I can't help but wonder, will I get this chance again? And how many times?
See this. Every time Taking a high dive approach and screaming towards the wall. Their hearts race a million miles as they buy another smile from a jar. Their bodies are screaming for the water. You know, I just hope they can make it that far. I hope they're 75 and sunny, not 29 with a chance of flurries all the time. I hope we're all old as dirt, not new as every $25 trip that we could try. What we thought at 35, Mama Stone, with our backs to the wind. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment sums the whole damn thing. And I say I'd rather be 75. Oh, how nice. Oh, how easy for me to say. I've never broken a bone in my life, let alone have my heart or a hip replaced. And I keep this furious pace, and I still feel so good and strong. And I still get tempted for a taste, just a taste, to keep me going, 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 going. But I got a notion that everything I learned been coming round in my devotion to the new thing and the next thing and the hip thing is slowing down. And I got a light in here, won't go nowhere, no way. And I don't spend every second smiling, I ain't trying, but I'm excited for every day. Every day, cause I'd rather be 75 and sunny, 29 with a chance of showers all the time. I'd rather be old and in the way, this year's new kid running for my life. Wanna be 40, 35, Mama stone-faced and bleary-eyed. Yeah, you better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but these moments. Better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment's growing bigger by and by.
It's just a wee bit, thanks. So can... Cause I've never been in Belfast before. I want to see what you look like. I come to Belfast and I just see one Scottish, one English. You're English, aren't you?
Thank you. me down. Was a big black armor. Leave no trace of grace, just in your honor. Lower me down, culprit sound. You can watch the space and sound for the lady.
Would help if I turn the microphone on, and I have one last I thought I had a PSA to play. I will find it in the next moment as I talk about what I just played. Oh no, here it is. Let's play the PSA and then I'll announce the music that I just played.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, as I like to say, the best thing to happen to a person is a shelter pet. So consider adopting. There are a lot of unwanted animals out there that need a home, and they are often the best kinds of pets. So I'm going to take a step back and talk about what I played in that last set. Before I do, I want to thank Ryan for letting me sit in. This is always fun to sit in on his show and play music that I play outside of Something About the Women. So I did play Ryan Montblue. He has How Many Times, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and Part 4. And I kind of tried to get them all in there with a little bit of success. He is going to be coming soon. He plays at Passim and has 2 to 3 nights. He sells out. He's an amazing musician and just a lovely performer. His music is wonderful, but I also love what he has to say about life. Last time I heard him, he had this whole list of everything he hadn't done in his life, and I was like, wow, that's really kind of a cool way of looking at things. I liked how he presented it. After that, Katie Dobbins, Photograph the Stars. She can be heard starting in January, the last Tuesday of the month at the Burren, and she does a singer-songwriter night. I heard her in November. She will be taking December off and then starting up again in January, so that'll be really fun, and I will talk more about that on Something About the Women. And then after Katie was 75 and Sunny, again, Ryan Montblue, a sentiment that I really appreciate. Then we, at our Thanksgiving table, had a discussion about the Beatles and whether they really hold. And we had people of all ages and all types of opinions about the Beatles. And so I thought I would throw in Belle and Sebastian's version of Here Comes the Sun from their recording live in Belfast, which I'm not sure how I ever got this, but I have it and it's really special, but I haven't seen it anywhere else, so I hold on to that one. And then Cat Power with The Greatest was the title track from The Greatest. So with that, I am going to end with Belle and Sebastian. We've had a lot of Belle and Sebastian during this show. I absolutely love them. As you heard from the Belfast crowd, they love them as well. And here is There's an Everlasting Song, which as a DJ is one of my favorite songs. So enjoy. Keep your credit cards in the freezer where they belong. Don't suck into Black Friday shopping. Enjoy the time with family and friends. Enjoy the day off. Enjoy the sunshine. And thank you for letting me spin some songs for you. This was WMFO 91.5. This was the Music Savage Show.
There is an everlasting song on my lips. I got up early so I don't let that song slip. And my tears, the voice I'm singing with, it beats out all the dread, defeats the hours of darkness. There is an everlasting promise to be made. My ink is wet, there is no paper could contain the depth of feeling that I pledge to you. Solemn as the sea, solemn as the sea. There is an everlasting morning near the sun. It burns a hole in my heart, makes me want to run. And I would run all day if they give me the choice. I hear your voice, I hear your voice, I hear your voice.